Welcome to the Beyond Time and Space and SGWF podcast. This is episode 3. We are recording on Saturday, October 19th, 2024. This will cover Eclipse on October 13th, Nova on October 16th, and Galactic Wrestling on October 18th. So in our headlines, we're going to first start off with an adjustment to how wrestlers will qualify for the number one contenders for each title. So basically, we're still going to keep the power rankings. So you need to be the number one in the ranking, and anyone that's within 5 points of that person can also compete, and then we'll have a match. However, we're adding another method where if you defeat a champion, a show champion, a tag team champion, the net champion, you will get put into the next number one match, regardless of your power ranking points. Currently, we are looking at having this brand agnostic. So basically, if you had somebody on Nova pinning the champion from Paragons, because sometimes they could meet at Galactic Wrestling, then even though the person's on Nova, they would still be in the number one match at Paragons. And it's just to kind of add a little extra little variety to it. And then if, let's say, they won the title, then the new champion would then move over to the new brand of the title that they won. And I think the former champ would move over. Actually, I'm not actually sure what we would do. We might move a random person over to replace the one coming in, just to keep a little bit more of the rivalry there. So that's one of the changes that we're doing. We talked about this at the end of last week, where we said most shows are now going to be aimed at 1 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's just, it works out better for the family and everything like that. So I just wanted to reinforce that. Although this week, it's funny, we're going to have to change one of the days up, but you'll see when we get there. Now let's get into the results from each of our three shows for this week. First, we're going to start off with Eclipse. This was held on Sunday, October 13th, instead of Monday, because it was turkey dinner on Monday, and got to do family first. So we moved Eclipse back a day to a Sunday, October the 13th. We had a Teacher's Tools match, which basically meant that the teacher would pick her favorite tools that she likes using and bring them into a match, which meant kendo sticks and tables. So I think she wanted to bring in straps and chairs, but I'm not sure if league officials allowed it. But anyways, the teacher defeated Queen Violet Raven 2-0. It was a best 2 out of 3 falls match. And the teacher has now started calling herself the Dungeon Queen. So I don't know what's going to happen next with these two, or if this is the end and Violet Raven will just kind of give up with dealing with the teacher. But, anyways, so grats to the teacher on winning her Teacher's Tools match. We also had the Poutine Pounders defeating the Beard Brothers in a dark match. We had Jen Savage defeating Isabella Ramon in an upset, I feel. We had Velvet Assassin defeated Furious Frankie. Vincent Johnson defeated King Diamond Dave Tolos. And since that match, he has been calling himself the Dong King. Okay, Vincent Johnson. We also had Marko Vujovic defeated Mighty Might 1-on-1 in a non-title matchup. So in this case here, he would definitely get a spot as a number one, right? Worst case, he's going to be put up only up against the person that was ranked number one in the rankings for the Eclipse brand. So just because he beat the champion, right? To finish off that show, we had Claire Redfield won a triple threat against Diana Wonder and Allure. Moving on to Nova, this was held on Wednesday, October the 16th. The biggest news that happened in this match was Marcus Azul, as we had seen, had been attacked on the last Nova show by somebody in a mask. Now, we all kind of had an idea who it was, but we couldn't really say. We saw Azul fight again at Galactic Wrestling, and now we're back to Nova again. He seemed fine, but he put himself into this match between Butcher and Eldrin the Butcher as a special guest referee. And that was a bit of a shock, because it's like, well, now it's pretty clear that he thinks what we're all thinking, that Eldrin the Butcher was the man in the mask and Azul was going to exact some revenge. During the match, it was pretty clear that Azul made some very bad calls in terms of rope breaks and all that kind of stuff. And eventually it got so bad where it forced Jeffy to come on out and kick Azul out as a special guest referee. Jeffy took his place and Eldrin the Butcher wound up winning the match. Wow. I'm not sure what's going to happen with these two, but it's pretty clear that Azul is thinking what we were thinking, and we can say what we're thinking. It doesn't mean it's true, just to cover our butts, that the man in the mask was Eldrin the Butcher. Now, the only way we're going to believe that it wasn't was if we see both of them come out at the same time. So, anyways, so the rest of the show, we had Damian Jade winning a triple threat over Kentucky Dave and Marcus Azul. That was our first match. Sweet Paw defeated the Baroness. Lunchbox Linda defeated Lady J. Tough Guy Tim Dugan defeated Freak Show. Buck Wild debuted as a men's tag team. This is a new team between George Costanza and Stone, and they successfully debuted against the Blade Runners, so that was good for them. We also had a triple threat between we had Zorana defeating Cover Girl and Trish DiBiase. We also had Alexia Wen defeating Eden White, and Danny Weaver defeated Lilith Ku. It wasn't a squash match, okay, but it was pretty one-sided. And after the match was over, Lilith Ku and Danny Weaver had like exchanged a little handshake of mutual respect. I mean, okay, sure, but Danny Weaver pretty much cleaned the floor with her, with Ku. So I'm like, it's fine. I just thought it was a little off, but anyways, we also had we finished that show off with Devin Fox defeating Stone in a steel cage match. Best 2 out of 3 falls. He won 2-0. It's like, oh boy. So congrats to Devin Fox for that big win there. To wrap up the week, we had Galactic Wrestling on Friday, October the 18th. We had Zorana, who had won the triple threat at Nova, won the Internet Gauntlet, eliminating Elizaveta Usov, Sweetpaw, and Alexia Wen, thereby preventing Wen's attempt at a rematch for the title that she lost to Reese Omega. In the Internet title at the end of the show, Reese Omega defended the title. This was her first title. This was her first defense after winning it off of Alexia Wen last Galactic Wrestling. And she was able to successfully defend it against Zorana. So we'll see how that goes for her in the future. That's a nice start, let's say. We had Damian Jade won the Internet Battle Royal, eliminating Big Bad Bobby D first, preventing him from getting a rematch. But more importantly, he's the big belt champion. So this would put Jade in a number one spot as well. So he's got a shot at the number one at the men's championship that will be defended at Halloween Havoc on November 1st. So that was good for him. He also eliminated the Vincent Johnson. I think he wrote these notes, eh? Jade went on to win. He also defeated Sora Kimura, who last Galactic Wrestling, we saw him pulling a Zynda and becoming the new net champion. Damian Jade won, becoming the net champion for the first time. So that's a nice little trophy for him. He was a former Hello Kitty champ as well. So going to add another title to his resume, right? This week, we also had many multi-person matches because we needed to make sure that everyone got enough appearances. We had Kentucky Dave won his four-way. We had Lunchbox Linda won her four-way. We had William Terrence Ford winning his four-way, but he had a pin on Mighty Might. So Ford is actually going to be in the number one match for the hardcore title on Eclipse. And I do not believe... Oh, Ford is actually on that show. So that works out okay. So they are the same brand, so there's no cross-branding thing yet, but we'll see. We also had Diana Wonder winning a five-way. We rarely have these with how we're doing things now, but here we are. So we needed to have one and make sure everyone had at least three appearances. And Diana Wonder won it. I think she pinned Trish DiBiase there. We also had Toasty winning the final Fatal 4-Way. And he pinned King Diamond Dave Tolos. Now, King DDT, he seems to be going on a bit of a slump. I'm not really sure what his deal is, but it seems like everyone has actually pinned him. Toasty is now, I think he's calling himself the King of the Winnipeg Handshake. And for folks up in Winnipeg, you know what that means. Anyways, so King DDT seems to be in this big slump ever since he lost the men's title from the cash-in by Big Bad Bobby D at War Games. We'll see if this continues. We'll see if this is like he just needs to get his stuff in gear. We need to see if he maybe needs a shift or something. But anyways, everyone and everyone seems to now be able to beat the king, and we're going to have a whole bunch of new kings, I guess, with different names. Okay, so for next week, the schedule is... Actually, tonight we're going to have a marbles night at 7 p.m. Eastern. I am the defending champion, and I'm pretty sure I will win again. So if you want to even have a shot at becoming the champ, you're going to have to take me out. Good luck with that. Because it's rigged for my pleasure, right? I own the Fed and I own marbles now. Booyah. On Monday, October the 21st, normally we'd be running at 1 p.m. However, we're going to be running this at 7 p.m. This will be Titans. This is our 700th show. Not counting draft shows or anything like that. 700. Wow. So the reason why we're moving it from 1 p.m. to 7 is because I'm getting some work done on my teeth earlier on, like 8 o'clock. And I wanted to make sure that we're going to shift this as late as possible so I don't bite off my tongue as I'm trying to stream. Because that would probably not be a good idea and would likely break terms of service. This Titan show actually is the start of week 4 in universe mode to kick up our final week towards our November 1st Halloween Havoc. which will be on Friday, November the 1st, and that will also likely be at night at 7 p.m. because I prefer to get the pay-per-views later on during the day or night so that most people can see it. Now, if we need to shift it to a weekend, we'll deal with that, but the current schedule is Friday, November 1st is Halloween Havoc. Titans on Monday will start off that week four. We have a dark match scheduled between the Baker and Arlandi. And I think the other thing for Titans is that we're not sure what's going to be next between Pretty Boy Amario and Captain Spaulding. We saw them having some issues where Amario started coming out and attacking Captain Spaulding. It was coming out in the corner of Baby Firefly. We'll find out if anything happens there. Not really sure. We may have some number one matches. Just kind of depends on how everything looks. On Wednesday, October the 23rd, we have Paragons. That will be at 1 p.m. And I believe we're going to see something possibly develop between Maple Marksman and Angelina DeForte. They were sort of friends-ish, and then Maple Marksman defeated DeForte again, or no, afterwards, most recently, and then put her through a table. So, I mean, that's not really a very friendly thing to do when we had heard that they were kind of trying to be friends and had a mutual respect, but we never really saw it, right? We only really heard. So I think maybe that was just all hooey. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. And to wrap up the week, on Friday, October the 25th at 1 p.m., we'll have Eclipse. And we'll see if, after Queen Raven has gotten spanked in the Teacher's Tools match, we'll see what's next for Queen Violet Raven and the new Dungeon Queen. Or if anything, I don't know. I these wrestlers write their own stuff. So we'll see how things go. And that's going to be it for this week. If you want to send email or reach out to us by DMs on Discord or send us a message via Subspace, that would probably be preferable. You can do so. And if you want us to read it on the podcast, just let us know. And we'll see you next week. This podcast is copyright 2024 and is property of the SGWF. It may not be copied, altered, or retransmitted without express permission from us.